Welcome to episode 481 of the Official Game Spitch podcast. I'm your host, not Ryan Walton, and I am joined, as always, by not Dan Reamer.
Good morning, everybody.
Ryan's a part-timer. He works once every 2 months, apparently. So it's just us rolling again.
Yep, holding the fort down.
Trying to. Doing what we can.
Yep. Two-man team.
Two-man. Yep. We're double-teaming it, so to speak.
Just the two of us.
Eiffel Tower. However you want to go with it. But that's what we're doing. Whatever gutter your mind may or may not lay in, that is how we are doing it. So.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do it. That's right. I kind of still have a cold. I don't know if you can hear.
Yeah.
So you may hear some sniffling, some coughing. Not cutting that out. That's just me being sick. That's all part of the experience. Actually took a day off of work this past week because I was so sick. And I don't usually do that, so spent the day taking showers and sleeping mostly.
The showers seem like they help.
Yeah, because they create the steam that helps clean up your sinuses and stuff. Because that's where a lot of the problem was. The problem started out in my chest. I felt like someone was sitting on my chest, and then I had my head was like my sinuses were full, so it was giving me a headache. So I had to do something to try to loosen everything up. And eventually it was just my head, and everything started to clear out. So. And it's still clearing out, apparently.
Gotcha.
Of course, the weather's so fucked up here that it doesn't matter. It's snowing today. Yesterday, it was almost 50 degrees. Day before, it snowed. Day before that, it was 68.
Yeah, so. we had a little stretch like that. It was going like 50s and 60s and hit 80. We got into the 80s, and then the very next day, it was 40. I was like, what?
Yeah, so there's no rhyme or reason. Somebody... Mother Nature took the good stuff, it seems. It's got to wait for all of it to get out of her system.
Right.
Whatever it is, PCP, LSD, little Angel White, whatever. Whatever she's hitting on. She needs to stop. We need to get her treated.
Right.
So she'll do shit right. So that's where I'm at. How about you? Are you sick?
No, I'm good.
No, that's wonderful to hear.
I barely ever get sick.
I don't get sick very often, but when I get sick, I get hit hard. So I'm the kind of guy that might get sick once a year. But when I get it, it puts me out for a day or two usually.
If I get sick, it'll be like a little bit. It'll last like one day, and that's it.
No, I just...
It's barely anything.
And sometimes it's not even every year. Sometimes it's every other year. I usually get hit with a pretty good bout of like bronchitis or a bronchial infection is usually what it is, which is probably what this is, honestly. Then I bounce back. I'm not going to say good as new because I don't think I've ever been as good as new. So better than I felt when I was sick, I guess is what I'm going to go with.
Right. Getting better each day.
Yes. So what's new with you?
Let's see. I started watching Star Trek Discovery because I haven't watched it yet.
It's on Paramount Plus, right?
Yeah. So I'm 4 episodes in now. Not bad. It's kind of
Is
weird.
That the one with a young Captain Kirk?
No, it's the one with the female.
Okay.
From Walking Dead, Sasha.
I know there's like 3 of them on there now or something.
Yeah, there's Picard and there's that one. Then there's the Captain Kirk one, which just started.
And how is it? You and your wife watch it or just you?
Just me.
Your wife's not a Star Trek person?
Nah.
Are you a Star Trek person or are you just watching it because you have Paramount Plus?
So I'm not a Star Trek person, but I've watched all of it. I've watched pretty much all the series.
Okay.
Except for this one, then Picard and the new one. I'm just trying to catch up. Can't tell you what ship numbers are and who's what. And I know a couple names and that's about it.
Okay. So you use them as entertainment, not as a a mantra for life.
Right.
Okay, fair enough. So you have the Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Have you always had the Paramount Plus?
No, just recently got it like 2 weeks ago.
So did you get it to watch Halo?
Got to watch Halo.
Are you watching
Well,
Halo?
yeah, I watch Halo, which I didn't really get it. My brother gave me his login, so.
Oh, I got it. So you're doing that shady shit that you like to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Just, yeah, so
I might
both
need to get your
episodes.
brother's login, by the way.
So both episodes of Halo. So I've watched the two. Second one is I think that I like the second one better than the first one.
You thought the second one was better than the first one.
Yeah.
Now, you weren't a big Halo player, were you?
Now I played 1, 2, and 3 in Halo ODST and Halo Wars, and I think that's where I'm at. So I
Okay.
never played Halo 4 and 5, and I'm not like one of those diehards. I just played the story mission, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, you didn't do all the multiplayer stuff.
No.
I played some multiplayer, I think, on Halo 2. This is mostly what I did the multiplayer on. I guess I played it a little bit in 3 in ODST, but not as much as I did on the first one.
Which is good. The music's not from the game, but you hear the game music in the background every now and then, and they have it low enough to where you can kind of like, because you'll hear people talking, but you hear the music in the background slowly. It's like, oh, there it is. You can hear that.
And you can pick up that it's the Halo music.
Yeah.
Now, there seems to be some pretty split decisions on the show. I haven't seen it personally. I would like to see it, but little. I don't see. I go into disadvantage because I don't really like the actor they picked to be Master Chief.
Let's see, I like him.
This was Pablo Schreiber, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of his. I probably come at it a little bit of a downfall when I do watch it, but I'm not the two sides seem to be if you go in without expectations, it's a pretty good sci-fi show with Halo tacked onto it. And the other side of it is it's not like Halo at all. Fuck this shit. Which of those is closer to the truth?
The first one.
The first one.
Yeah.
So it's a really good sci it's a pretty good sci-fi story, but it doesn't really follow the aspects of the games.
Well, because it's before the first game.
It takes place before the first game.
Yeah. You can clearly tell it's before the first game. Because he doesn't
Okay.
have Cortana yet. They barely know who the Covenant is. And in the episodes, no spoiling, but they mention about the ring, like them trying to find this. The Covenant is trying to find this ring.
The Halo, so
Yeah,
to
the
speak.
Halo. Yep. And that, so they haven't even discovered it yet.
Okay. Interesting. How do you feel about him unmasking Master Chief? That seems to be a big problem. One of the biggest problems with the show is that they took Master Chief's helmet off.
Yeah, I wish they didn't do it in the first episode. Or even the second. I wish they would have let it maybe towards the end of the season. They do it like a quick one or something. He you see him gear up, but he's walking around. But I understand they're trying to get the actor his due, so you can see his face and see his facial expressions when certain people are talking and why they're saying what they're saying and how he reacts to them. But there's a joke of him about him. Someone makes about the Spartans being robots and how they're so like doing it. He does the whole robot thing, which is makes sense because that's how he's acting in it to
Right.
play his part.
That's kind of what I mean. My understanding of Halo, I play the games. I don't pay attention to the lore much. It never intrigued me. But aren't they? It's not just training, isn't it? Actually, like being bred and like chemical changing the chemical compositions of these soldiers that creates a Spartan.
I don't know if they're being bred, but they're definitely being worked on.
Yeah,
Because
like
in the trailer, you see him take his
they're
armor off.
enhanced, right?
Yeah, they're enhancing. You see all the scars on his back in the movie trailer, in the trailer. And in the
Yeah.
show, they show multiple like scars all over his face and other people's.
Yeah, so it's not just training, it's also Yeah, like there's enhancements.
Yeah, they're genetically modified.
Yeah,
and like they got something else in them that's keeping them how they are, and they all seem bigger than everybody else too.
Right, like super tall.
Mm-hmm. Even the females are.
Yeah, as if they've been given like growth hormones or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Now, have you watched? Like I said, I haven't watched the show. I would like to see it, but I'm not going to buy Paramount Plus to watch it. Maybe I'll take out a 7-day, I'll take out a trial when it's the first season is complete to watch the whole first season. But because I do want to see it, I'm interested in it. But hold on, it's early in the morning, I'm yawning. now have you seen Halo Forward Unto Dawn?
No, I did not.
See, to me, that is a fantastic Halo movie. And the reason being is because it doesn't concentrate on... Master Chief plays a significant role in it, but it's not a story about him.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It basically takes place at like a training academy when the Covenant first attack. And Master Chief comes in and it's...
Okay.
And Master Chief ends up coming in about middle of the movie to, you know, help save a couple of the survivors and stuff. But it's their story. And I watched that movie probably a couple times a month. Excuse me. Once every couple months. I said it in reverse. Just because I'll be going through... I own it. But I'll be going through Netflix and I'll be like, oh, hey, look at that. Yeah, I feel like watching Forward Unto Dawn. It's 90 minutes. It's the perfect Halo adaption because it doesn't rely on the Master Chief to tell the story. And I don't know that the Halo games have ever relied on the Master Chief to tell the story. Yeah, they're who you played, but who you're playing, there wasn't a whole lot of characterization to Master Chief in the games. He's kind of just the avatar you use to move the plot forward. So, I think if you like the Halo TV show, you haven't seen it, you really need to check out Forward Unto Dawn, because I think it's gonna, even though it takes place in that same universe, I think it's gonna give you a completely different vibe than probably the TV show would.
Right. So I understand with the TV show, like they don't have the budget as like Disney has, and they're trying to do something, a prequel. They're trying to give the actor like some shine so he's not always in the helmet all the time, because then you can put anybody inside.
Right.
So I think they'll take into consideration what the fans don't like about it. And so if they do a second season, maybe they'll fix some of that stuff in the second season. But I think it's a pretty good show. I mean, my wife was like, kept on looking up at it, watching it. She was reading, but certain things would happen. She would look up, they bring a character in and she recognized the actor and was like, oh, and then she started asking questions about certain things.
I guess the question is, does it serve itself better as a sci-fi show, or does it serve itself better as a Halo adaption?
I think it would be better if they just mark it as a sci-fi show.
Just a sci-fi show would be better. It doesn't need that Halo tag.
Right. Now, if they end up getting into where Halo 1's at, where they're on the ring and they're doing all that stuff, then I think that's when they need to really make sure
that embrace the Halo side of things.
Yeah.
Cool.
But that during that time, I think that's when, okay, we already know who the actor is. They can do like the Mandalorian where, okay, we've seen him with his helmet off one time. Okay. We don't need him to see with his helmet off all the time for several minutes. Just let him be Master Chief and be badass and kick ass.
Right. Cool. Yeah. Like I said, I do kind of want to check it out. So, So is that all you watched?
No, what else? I watched the some movies too on Netflix. Shit, I don't remember what I watched.
Come on. We do this every Sunday.
I know, because I watch it every Sunday. I was watching them during the week. Oh my God.
How are you just drawing a blank, dude?
Yeah, I'm just drawing a straight blank.
Were they martial arts movies?
No, they weren't martial arts movies.
They were just regular movies?
Yeah.
Talked about the Adam Products project. You already saw that.
Yeah.
Pretty sure we already talked about that. You got to look through your recently watched on Netflix. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm trying to find that.
Okay. Yeah. Or rewatch or whatever. Watch that. I can't believe you're so unprepared today.
As a
producer. I mean, what?
I'm going to drop the ball.
I know. Jesus. That's all right. Speaking of dropping the ball, I'm going to call Ryan out. We fully expected him to be here today. And we didn't find out till 15 minutes after we were supposed to start that he had to work. So, Ryan's got his first no call, no show.
Yep. That he did, may have told us last week, but I don't think so,
because neither of us remember it, and we're both usually pretty good about remembering when someone else isn't going to be here.
He, on the other hand, will forget.
Well, yeah. It's even worth it to tell him.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Okay, I watched Never...
You got it?
Yeah, I watched Never Back Down Revolt.
Oh, is that the new one?
Yeah.
The newest one?
Yeah, it's the MMA fighter Michael Bisping in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got Michael Bisping in it, right?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
How did... Have you watched the Never Back Down movies?
I think I watched like two of them.
How the hell did that become a franchise?
I have no idea. Because the first one really wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't. It's the only good thing about the first one was that probably that last fight in the parking lot. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But how did that become a franchise? How? I mean, Revolt is like, what? That's like the fifth movie or something, isn't it?
See, Never Back Down, Never Back Down 2, which I liked Never Back Down 2 because Michael Jai White's in it.
Michael Jai White's in it.
Trying to see how many.
I think there's a few of them.
See, okay, Never Back Down 2, Never Back Down No Surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michael Jai White's in that one also. And then Never Back Down Revolt.
Okay, so it's four. I was off by one. Regardless, it's a franchise, and I don't understand how.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, none of the original people that were in it are, like, still in it.
Right, they just completely went away.
Like, I think in the second one, the kid's friend was the only one who, like, returned. And then after that, there was still nobody. And then in the third one, it was just Michael Jai White. And now he's not even in the fourth one. Now it's Michael Bisping.
Yep. And this one has nothing to do with the other one. I just named it. And it was more the female was the star, not even Michael Bisping.
So she's the one who's learning how to fight so she can beat ass?
And she kind of already knows how to fight, but it's more of a... She's fighting to help her brother get out of debt, and she gets kidnapped, and she has to fight in like an underground league. And
what the fuck are you watching, dude?
And Bisping is like the main one of the main villains. Well, he's the villain's, the main person's bodyguard type, or not really bodyguard, but the henchman.
Jesus Christ!
And so he's kind of violent.
Did it at least have like that 80s, early 90s throwback vibe to it?
No, this is a pure, you can tell this is pure British TV movie adaption because everyone has an accent.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so it was very.
That's an hour and a half of your life you're never getting back.
No, but I wanted to. Bisping, I heard him on a podcast recently, and I thought he did a good job on the podcast. And then he said he had this movie, then he's got a movie about him out. If you guys don't know who Michael Bisping, he's an MMA or former MMA fighter,
mm-hmm.
former champion. He fought several fights with no eye, like his eyes
yes
out. So they did a whole documentary on him. He was talking about his documentary. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna watch this and then I'm gonna watch the documentary on him and show a little bit. Sure. Because I like him.
Should have watched that documentary and skipped that Never Back Down and Revolt. Sounds like.
Yeah, but the way they like he was like the guy and like okay he's gonna be the main star with the girl, but
no,
but no, like he,
who I plays the girl? Anybody that we know?
No, nobody.
Oh, cool.
Now the awesome. Other girl that's in there, the main villain, she's been in something recently that I think we just talked about watching.
Is she blonde?
No, she's redhead.
She's a redhead.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to look it up. Give me names.
Never Back Down, Revolt.
Give me names.
I'm pulling it up now.
It's not Rona Mitra, is it?
No. Where's her name? Her name is Brooke Johnston.
Brooke
Johnston. The main star is Olivia Papikia.
Brooke?
She's the redhead.
Johnston.
Yeah, the main star, she's not been in really anything big.
No, I don't know her. I don't know what she's been in.
Movies.
This Brooke Johnston.
Oh, she was
girl.
You watch Accident Man. She was in that. She was the female.
Okay, I might have the wrong person. I might be looking at the wrong person then. Yeah,
she's redheaded. Brooke Johnston. Ston.
Accident Man.
She was an Accident Man. She was the other hit. She was the female hitman.
She was okay. These pictures don't look like what I remember her looking like. Hold on. I got to get to her now. No. Amy Johnston played Jane the Ripper.
Where was she? Images.
Brooke Johnston. Didn't she play the girl's friend? His ex?
Oh, Jane the Ripper. Okay, yeah. She was... Who was Brooke Johnston?
This Brooke Johnston girl, didn't she play... She played Beth. Wasn't that his girlfriend that he was trying to get back together with?
Maybe. I'm trying to pull it up.
Pretty sure. Yeah, 'cause Amy Johnston's a blonde, and she was in I watched something with her recently. Lady Bloodfight, I think it is.
Her name was Beth Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie.
I think Beth is the girl that he's trying to find.
Oh yeah, no, it's that's pregnant. Yeah, she was Beth Fallon's pregnant ex girlfriend in love of his life.
Yeah.
She ended up, okay, she's the one that's dead. Okay. She wasn't the hitman.
Yeah, no, that was Amy Johnston.
Because her natural hair color is blonde, that's what I was thinking. Is Brooke Johnston.
Ah. I like Amy Johnston. I think she's I like watching her fight, and she's pretty to look at, which doesn't hurt. Yeah, she was in Lady Bloodfight. Amy Johnston. I watched that. I think I watched that this week. It was pretty good. But is that all you watched?
Watched Snowpiercer, Walking Dead, WrestleMania yesterday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. How was WrestleMania?
It was WrestleMania. I'm going to leave it at that.
Remember when it used to be a huge spectacle?
Yeah.
Remember, like, WrestleMania? After about 10, I think it stopped. But I remember WrestleMania, what, I think 3. It was hugely hyped. Was it the one that's Madison Square Garden?
No, that was the one that's the Pontiac Silverdome with
yes.
Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant.
Yep.
Randy Savage and Ricky Dragon Steamboat.
Mm-hmm. Love Ricky the Dragon.
Yeah, so, like, the Paul brothers showed up. The one Paul brother was in a wrestling match. They him and his tag team partner, The Miz, won. Then The Miz turned on Logan Paul. which I didn't get at all. But
like, why?
I don't. They don't explain it.
He just did.
Yeah. So it's basically, I think it's to build up a match between them two, two reality stars type thing. Mm. Which
I forgot the Miz came out of.
Yeah, MTV.
I'm gonna be a wrestler or whatever that show was.
Well, no, he came from MTV. He was on like the Real World.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he started there, but he was always part of the, like, he always wanted to be a wrestler, him and another guy.
Oh.
Because he always talked about doing the wrestling thing, so he started doing the MTV stuff, then did the MTV challenges, did the Real World, did MTV challenges, and then started diving into wrestling. That's why they gave him a hard time, because he was an MTV star.
I haven't paid attention to wrestling in a long time. Yeah, so.
Johnny Knoxville's got a match today because they're doing a 2-day event now.
A 2-day WrestleMania event?
Yeah. To hold all the matches that they want.
Johnny Knoxville?
Yep, he's in a gimmick match.
With who?
Oh, shoot, what's his name? Oh my God, I see his red hair. I see his name.
Daniel Bryan?
Sami Zayn.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan's the only red-haired one I know.
He's got brown hair, and he's doesn't even wrestle for them anymore. Wrestles for AEW.
I knew he didn't wrestle for them anymore. I thought they were bringing him back, maybe, because they do that shit at WrestleMania.
Yeah, they did. They brought Cody Rhodes back.
See?
So Cody Rhodes came out, fought Seth Rollins, which they kind of teased it over during the week that it might that they, the deal might not be done, so they might bring Shane McMahon back to fight him. Because they kind of teased a little bit between both. If I guess they're working on the deal for Cody. If it didn't work out, they were going to throw Shane out
fucking
there.
Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
He got fired, didn't he?
It's part of a storyline, but.
I thought he got fired for real. Yeah. He should get fired for real.
Yeah, he's the owner's son. He's not really. Just cut him off the payroll so he can go do his other stuff.
Yeah. I never did like him.
Yeah, he was weird. He was fun sometimes, and sometimes he's.
I always hated him.
By giving the props, the whole McMahon family props. I mean, they went in there and got their ass beat a few times, and
they didn't. I was like Stephanie.
Yeah, she was good to look at.
The thing, well, not just that, but does she was. She pulled off that heel turn.
Yeah, she did. No she problem. Was really good with that.
And Shane, it's just unbelievable. It's like, you're a clown, dude. Go away.
Yeah. And then
I'm not scared of you.
Stone Cold Steve Austin came out.
Yep, and saw that
return, which was good for the fans.
I'm sure they loved it.
Oh yeah, they went crazy.
But what does it say? What does it say for the state of wrestling, though? That in order to make the fans go crazy about it and love it, they have to bring in someone who is a fan favorite from 12 years ago. I mean, what does it say about the state of wrestling now?
Yeah, that they haven't made any new stars.
Right.
And they force feed the stars. Well, in WWE, they force feed the stars and let it like build organically.
Here's the guy we want to be a star, so we're gonna push the shit out of him and force you to like him or hate him.
Yeah. Just like what they do with movies, they do the same thing in movies. They try to force feed you on a movie, and then you have a gem like John Wick, who doesn't do good in the movies, then all of a sudden becomes a cult classic and fan favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And the wrestling does the same thing. It's like they push, but no, we want this guy or we want this girl.
Yeah, I guess it's see, well, back in the day, here I am showing my age.
Yeah, 120 years ago.
Yeah, it used to be wrestling. You knew it was fake, but it never presented itself as staged.
Right.
And it's really hard to explain, but now it's like,
it's not wrestling.
You're watching anymore. It and you can't suspend disbelief anymore.
Right. But the thing is, it's not wrestling anymore. It's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's an entertainment show. And Vince the man is known to basically saying is like, I can make a match that you'll want to watch between a guy and a mop and you're going to watch it. You're going to pay for it. I can build it up, and other people can't do that.
Yeah, it's just it's lost its luster for me. It really probably it lost its luster when, honestly, I probably seriously stopped watching wrestling. I watched it my whole life when I was a kid. It's probably been almost 20 years since I've really been into wrestling and watched it consistently. Probably once a WWF bought WCW. It's probably when I stopped.
I would say for me, it's about maybe 6 months before COVID hit. I just really started falling off watching it.
Turning away from it.
Yeah, like I'd pay attention, like I read the dirt sheets and stuff, or follow certain people on Instagram or Twitter and see what they're saying. But I watching it every single day, or like every time Monday and Wednesday or Friday, and just
yeah, because it used to get me, and once that happened, not long after that, it kind of just stopped grabbing me anymore, and I just kind of I'd get down to okay, well, I'll watch, you know, Monday and Thursday. I think it was Raw and SmackDown at that point, I think.
Then at that time, I got to the point where I would just watch the pay-per-views, the big shows, and not just watch, and well, look online, see what happened on Raw or SmackDown or the normal shows.
Yeah, because I used to get the pay-per-views whenever they were on, which was pretty much, each one had one once a month.
Yep.
WCW and WWE, it was WWF then, had a show each month, a pay-per-view show. Plus they had, you were watching it 4 days a week, because I think that WCW also had Monday and Wednesday.
Well, they had Nitro, then they had Thunder on Thursday, then WWE had SmackDown on Friday, and sometimes on Thursday. Then Saturday Night's Main Event was on Saturday. Then
yep. WCW, and then they had Raw on Monday.
Well, WCW also had a show
on Monday.
Monday. Then ECW was around. They had their late night show like Friday or Saturday night.
Yep. They were late at night. Late at night is when you watched. Like how you used to watch WWE back in the day. When it would come on at like 11:30.
Yep. Then if you Saturday. If you lived here, you had Memphis Wrestling on Saturday mornings.
Mm.
Or yep. USA, yeah, was it USWA Wrestling?
So yeah, and then so yeah, probably not long after WWE bought WCW, not long after that is when I quit watching, because there was no creative drive anymore. There didn't have to be. There was no competition.
Right. But now there's competition now.
Yeah.
Because it's them, WWE, TNA is out. TNA still is getting people. AEW. AEW. And then AEW, the owner just brought OVW back. So OVW had their first little thing on Friday. Then you have like New Japan Pro Wrestling that's still big.
Yeah. So, yeah, I always enjoyed wrestling growing. I loved it growing up as a kid. And then, yeah, once that happened, I just wasn't into it. I mean, those storylines used to get me, man. I remember when, I can't remember who, I think the Four Horsemen. Yeah, it was the Four Horsemen against the NWO, and the Four Horsemen won, and then Ric Flair turned on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Benoit turned on everybody.
Yeah, we just did me and my brother's YouTube thing, we just did a reaction there. Like some of the stuff that was, oh my God, we forgot about.
Yeah.
That from the Monday Night Wars and with the Horsemen and.
Yeah, good times. Yeah. Taking me back.
Yep. Okay. And so back to what I said. I watched Snowpiercer last episode for this season, it took a weird turn. So now it's going to be really weird how they're going to do stuff, because now I guess the Earth is warming up. And so they can get off the train. They got off the train in the last episode. But there's one train still. They split the train up. So one half went to this area, got off the train. The other half is still on the train driving around. So I don't know if they're going to basically, okay, we're going to take these people off the show that live off, and we'll go concentrate on the train people only as they drive around.
A lot going on.
For a whole other season.
Snowpiercer in the Snowpiercer world.
Yeah, I like that. I like that show.
I don't watch it. Sorry.
Yeah. And then Walking Dead is getting good too, which
this is last season, isn't it? Or getting ready to be the last season?
For the original, yeah, for the main Walking Dead.
Yeah.
But they have spinoffs going on now, which I think the spinoffs are going to ruin what happens on.
Because
when you hear spinoff, okay, like the two characters are going to be in the spinoff. Well, anything dangerous is going to happen to them. You know they're going to survive because you're on the spinoff.
Right, they're which is gonna... Maggie and Negan, right?
Well, that's one group, but then it's Carol and Daryl on the other one.
Oh.
So Carol and Daryl are going to be one show. They're supposed to go west, and then Negan and Maggie are supposed to go north.
They're friends now, right?
No, not yet.
Oh, they're going to be friends.
Yeah. All right.
Negan's trying to make amends to her, is my understanding.
Yeah, he's trying.
I don't watch the show, but I do pay attention to it so I can talk with people about it if they choose to. I do that with a lot of stuff. Like, my wife watches stuff that I don't watch, but I keep up on it so that, like, I can talk to her about it. We can have, you know. So she watches, like, This Is Us and A Million Little Things and
all that. She watches the same thing. I don't pay attention.
So I just, like, pay attention to recaps and stuff so I know what's going on in that world so I can converse with my wife about it because I love my wife, usually, most of the time.
I love my wife, but I don't do that.
You don't love her as much as I do.
No, I love her. She has her sisters to watch that stuff. We'll talk about that. Because I watch something and the notes.
My wife has all brothers, so.
Oh, her sisters will call her, girl, I found this new episode you need to watch. Or, I mean, this new show you need to watch. Okay, then they'll three-way call and be talking about the show for like an hour.
We do watch, we did watch Vikings when it was on.
I need to watch. I still need to watch that.
And we like The Last Kingdom.
I need to watch that too.
But this final season isn't great. But it is what it is. So, see, what did I watch? I actually didn't watch a whole lot this week. I watched the first episode of Moon Knight came out on Disney Plus.
Which I need to watch. I'm going to watch that today.
It's fucking good. It's really fucking good. So far, I would venture to say that as of right now, it's probably my... They're going to have to really fuck it up for me to not be my favorite, because that first episode was fucking phenomenal in my head. Moon Knight's a really cool character, the way he is anyway. You know, like, he's got multiple personality disorder, and only one of the personalities is Moon Knight. So it's... And it's not a spoiler because he's been in the comics for 50 fucking years. So if you're going to bitch about it being a spoiler, then suck it.
And kick it's rocks. Also been on the trailer.
Yeah. So kick rocks. It's really cool. It's a really cool show. That first episode was pretty fucking great. I was pretty pumped. I'm super excited to watch the rest of it. I almost want to binge watch. I almost want to wait till it's all over and binge watch it. But I'm pretty sure that's probably not happening. I'm pretty sure I'm watching the episodes as they come out.
Right, because something's gonna happen, then someone's gonna spoil something.
And someone's gonna fuck it up for me. So exactly.
Like, oh, so and so's in there now, and you're like, fuck.
The day I was sick, I watched Halloween Kills. Interesting take on what they're doing with the Michael Myers character. I'm not a big fan of the way it's going. It was definitely much gorier. Did you watch the newest Halloween?
I don't watch Halloween. I couldn't even tell you who was it.
Okay.
If you just said Michael Myers, I would be thinking the Shrek guy.
Gotcha.
I'm not a horror guy.
I'm not sure I'm a big fan of where they're going, of what they're going to be doing in this final. It's going to be a trilogy. What they're going to do in the last part. They kind of made him. Michael Myers was always just, you know, an insane human being. A monster of a man, human being. Now they've actually started to go the supernatural route with him. Not sure that I'm like, he feeds off. He stays alive by other people's fear or something. Like, he's the boogeyman or something. I don't know. But I'm not sure I'm a fan of where it's going with that. And yes, if you think I spoiled it for you, again, it's been out for a year, so kick rocks. I like the Halloween series. I always have.
Right.
There's definitely some shitty movies in there, but I'm a connoisseur of shitty movies, so it's okay. I will watch a shitty movie at least once, And sometimes I'll watch a shitty movie more than once.
And sometimes shitty movies become cult classics.
And sometimes shitty movies become cult classic.
Like Evil Dead.
It's a shitty movie. Evil Dead 2 is probably the one that's really the cult classic. But Evil Dead is the Evil Dead 2 is like a remake of the first Evil Dead with a bigger budget and
I'm thinking Army of Darkness.
Which is the third one in the Evil Dead series.
Which has more of a comedic, I think.
Yeah.
Take on the actual Evil Dead stuff.
It does. So Halloween Kills I watched. I almost think that might be it. I feel like I didn't. Because this week I spent, and we'll get into what you played in a minute, but this week most of my free time was spent playing Xbox, not watching TV.
Nice, you got some gaming in.
What's that?
So nice, you got some gaming in.
I did. I played all Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. I love the fucking Borderlands games, man. They just scratch an itch that constantly needs to be scratched in me. It's just run, shoot, pick stuff up, laugh at whatever this guy says, and carry on. It's got great humor in it. It's just the game, the Borderlands gameplay for me, it just fucking hits it. It just does everything right for me.
See, I never played the Borderlands game. I did play the the Telltale series Borderlands, and that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the best one of the Telltale that I played.
Yeah.
But I didn't play like Wolf Among Us, and there's just like another one I didn't play until so. But I never got into Borderlands. I don't know why. I just never played any of
them. Yeah, because Borderlands, the Telltale version of it, is actually just a story set in that universe. It's not the way the games are played.
Right.
Games are first person loot shooters. I just love those. I cannot overstate how much the games, there's nothing phenomenal about the games. They're not telling a great story.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the characters are really memorable. Most of them aren't. Enemies aren't, outrageously awesome or anything. Well, some of them are. Handsome Jack was pretty fucking cool. But there's not nothing to write home about. There's nothing special necessarily that the gameplay does, that the games do. But man, they are like I have the best time playing them. That I probably, because they're just thoughtless, they're mindless, there's some strategy, but not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't overestimate the itch they scratch for me. They just check all the boxes of what I need in a game.
So this Tiny Tina's game, is this a character that was in the Borderlands universe?
Yes, she was in the Borderlands series. And basically what Tiny Tina's Wonderlands is she's a dungeon master. So basically what you're playing is her and her group's Dungeons and Dragons game.
Okay, gotcha.
So why you're playing with different characters that are in this game, within the game, but the gameplay mechanics are pretty much the same of what you would do as in a Borderlands game. Instead of, you've got spells instead of an action skill. Instead of armor, you've got wards. It's got like the fantasy magic spin on it. And you choose your class, and then you can have a subclass that you pick and all. It's pretty much the same formula as Borderlands. It just kind of gives them different names, mm-hmm. and they operate just a touch differently. But man, they're so much fun. It's just so much fun to play. I can just step in for an hour and just run around and shoot things and collect things and try to min-max my character, which I'm horrible at because I don't know shit about min-maxing my characters. I never have. I never will. It's just one of those things that anybody who ever plays any kind of RPG with me is going to have to understand.
Right.
So... that's really all I played.
Is that.
And then I watched those few things. But like I said, most of the time, if I had like a spare hour or something, I was jumping into Tiny Tina.
And so I only played No Man's Sky.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow, you're back into that, huh?
Yeah.
Did you have to start over?
This is the way I did. I started over to get the, I would say, what are they called? The training or the tour. I got paid basically enough to get in there to get to remember how to jump, fly, and do all that stuff. Then I went back into my normal save file. And so I picked up right where I left off. And then I think they fixed a lot of, because I haven't played in a while, but they fixed a lot of issues they had before. So it's, they have like smaller missions you can do. They kind of tell you to look for what, how to look for things and where it's at. It's a lot easier, I think, now to do stuff than it was before.
Have they made some major changes to the game? Or
yeah, they definitely did. You can, instead of just using one specific type of mineral to be able to fly your ship, you can pick what mineral you want based on the planet you're on. So you can change the thruster out. So if you want to use carbon, or you want to use sodium, or you want to use rocks or something, what, just because some people were complaining that they would be on a planet and they can't, they got to run around the whole planet for like 3-4 days trying to find minerals just to to fly their plane. So now you can just basically do everything to build off of what planet you're on. Your weapons, the same thing. The sentinels, the these little robots that fly around and guard everything, they're a lot easier to kill now.
Yeah, they were hard, man.
Yeah, and then now they have
the flying ones weren't as bad. It was the ones that crawled.
Yeah, that were. And now they have these big mech ones. They have these big robot areas there. So if you go to this, if you happen to fly around on the planet, and you find this little robot campment. You go in there and you can turn off like all the robots in the surrounding area. So if you come across robots, you pick up their hardware and you can sell it and make all kinds of money. I went from like $6 million to I'm hitting at like $21 million now, which it took me forever to even get to $6 million.
Right.
And you can, now you can have more than one gun. You can have more than one ship. So you can buy ships, have a armor. Like you can set your ships up to like, okay, this is my cargo ship. This is my, you know, space fighting ship. And the same thing with your weapons. You can, okay, this is my mining weapon. I'm geared out to just mine. Oh, here's my weapon. Here, this weapon I'm just going to fight with if I want to fight just sentinels. So you can change your weapons out. They have the cargo spaces. They really made it easier to build your cargo up to. So now you've got to go around and find these little pods to get to build your cargo amp up. So you can basically run around the whole planet for a fucking week if you wanted to and never run out of space. But it takes a minute to get your cargo built up.
Right. Right. And so have you started building a base yet?
Yeah, I built a base by a trade center, and you can do a you can build a warp thing there. So if you build bases on all your planets by trade centers, you can warp to each base.
You can just warp to base to base.
To warp base to base, no matter where your planet's at. Then you can bring your, you can just set a beacon up to bring your ship there. So your ship can just come to wherever base you're at, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. And then like you fast travel.
Yep, fast travel. And then each, now they have it on there to tell you the main mineral for the planets. So if you need to mine a certain planet, okay, I need this specific mineral to do this specific task, I can go to this and you can see your planets. So I've set bases on 3 planets right now by Trade Center, which I had to YouTube a few things to try to understand, to get caught up on some stuff. And they're saying, yeah, always have a base by a trade center so you can take all your resources and go to the trade center and sell it there.
But you, it seems to me you need to have one place that's just out by nothing, so you can just have some moments of serenity.
Oh, you're by yourself. That, I mean, it doesn't make sense. Like, there, you fly around, and you're, okay, here's a little house, here's a little, like a little base, here's a little base, here's a little base. It's like they don't have a city, which I'm waiting for a big city. They do have a like a space hub and space stations. I'm having fun with it again. I'm cool. Gonna play this. I'm gonna try to find another game to play, like kind of between the two.
Go back and forth.
Yeah.
Just yeah, because No Man's Sky, even though it's a game, it's more of a, it's got a lot more sim aspects to it than straight up gaming to it.
Right. You can beat the game, but there's still more to do afterwards, and
Right. So you may want to get into something that you just want to lose your mind in for a half hour, an hour, or something like that.
Yeah.
With no real thinking.
Yeah, which I gotta find. I gotta find one of these games I got over here and play,
Yeah.
which I'm trying not to do the free game. I haven't really had a lot of free games that I even want to play.
Yeah, the kind of shit the bed on that. So what do you think of the new Sony announced in their new tiering system this week? What do you think of that? Are you gonna take advantage of that?
At first, I was like on board, like okay, I'll do this to get the PlayStation Now, and then I was talking to one of the guys at work, and he was talking about the same thing with Game Pass for him. I mean, the Game Pass. He's like, dude, I went on to Game Pass, looked at the games that were on there. I see if I didn't already own the game, I wasn't gonna pay this extra money for Game Pass because I already had the game. So I'm like, okay, I get that. He's like, then I'm not gonna play these old Xbox games or this Xbox 360 games when I have the brand new Xbox. I was like, okay, I get that. So I was like, you know what? Let me go back and through look and see. So I went through the PlayStation Now, just seeing all the games that they had on there, and most of the games I've already played or already owned. And I'm like, well, damn, there's not really much,
Much on there?
much on there.
I disagree with Game Pass on what your friend's saying though. The biggest difference between Game Pass and sorry, yawning again. Sony talk is boring me. No, I'm kidding. Kind of. Is that Game Pass does have day one releases. And it has recent releases. For example, Guardians of the Galaxy just came out on Game Pass.
Right, but see, my friend is one like Ryan. He wants the physical version, so he will go buy, or my coworker say he will go buy the physical. He wants the physical, so
Okay.
he will pre-order a game because he wants like whatever collectible, all that stuff. He's like
Gotcha.
die hard. He doesn't like
Gotcha.
doing the downloading. He hates the streaming part of it. He just
I
feels like
love
the
the streaming part of it. I love it. It was built for me. I mean, I do. I love it. I cannot reiterate enough how much I love the streaming option.
Which I, if I was a gaming now, I would probably buy an Xbox and go with the Game Pass because all the games that are on Game Pass that you can, like you said, down the day one editions.
Yeah, there's day one stuff that comes out. Anything that Microsoft. So eventually, here's what you have to think about is, like anything that comes that Microsoft, any game made by Microsoft or one of its studios is going to be day one. So you're talking about eventually Bethesda's games are going to be day one. Eventually, Activision's games are going to be day one on Game Pass. I guess that doesn't mean that could mean the price goes up, but because you'll have more options. But I'm not unhappy with the selection they have on Game Pass as much as I am because I had PlayStation Now.
Right.
And I think I used it twice to play an hour and do a couple games that I wanted to try. But I didn't know if I would like enough to buy, and it turns out it's a good thing I didn't buy them because I didn't like them enough. So that was a good instinct on my part.
Right.
But I mean that's what and that is what PlayStation Now allows you to do. The problem is a lot of the PlayStation Now games are older. They don't have a lot new on there. So it's a game that you've either probably already tried or already bought because at one point it was on sale for $2.99 and you're like, that's worth it for me to try it. Or you've already played the whole game. And there's some of that on Game Pass, but they're constantly changing things out well enough and adding new enough stuff that to me it's much more worth it than this PlayStation thing is going to be. And I'll be honest, I was not impressed with PlayStation's streaming system. Now
Right.
you can download the games. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Once you have PlayStation Now, you can download that game to your console. The problem is when I'm going through PlayStation Now or Game Pass, and I stumble across the game, I'm like, oh, I want to try that. I might not want to play it. I might not want to play it in the 45 minute it takes for it to download or whatever. I might be over it at that point. But if I can just click on boom, okay, yeah, I want to try. Yeah, I want to try this game. Boom, stream it, start playing immediately. And place. I did not have a good experience with place. It may have changed. I don't know. It may be better now. But I did not have a good experience with Sony's streaming system.
Which, when it first came out, I did the 7-day trial.
Mm-hmm.
And I played a couple games. The streaming was not good. And then was it last year or the year before? Within the last year or two, I played another game that I wanted to play on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it still was not, it was messed up.
I'm going to say about a year ago or so. Was the last time when I had PlayStation Now. I had PlayStation Now.
Because I tried. What game was it? I think it was when I played Horizon or Detroit Become You, because one of them games was on there.
I don't know which one.
Well, I think both of them are on there now, but one of them on there, I tried to do that, but I was like, I'm going to try the PlayStation Now. Because I got like a 3-day pass thing. Tried to play it. It wasn't good. I just went on and did the PlayStation Plus version. I just downloaded it and played it. It worked fine.
Right. Yep. But you have to download their streaming. Whereas I've had really good luck with with Microsoft streaming system.
Mm-hmm.
Really good luck. I played Forza Horizon. I tried it streaming. And I didn't have a single issue with it.
Yeah.
So to me, and I've said it before, I think Sony's infrastructure is better set up than Sony's. I don't think Sony's infrastructure is set up to do this.
You mean Microsoft's infrastructure is better than Sony's?
Yes, sorry.
You said Sony's better than Sony's.
Oh, did I screw it all up? Yeah. That seems right. That seems right. Yes, I think Microsoft's infrastructure for streaming and for the future is in a better place than Sony's.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sony's going to have some issues once the dynamics of gaming change.
Yeah.
I know that they're going to make any necessary changes they need to make, that they are still going to be starting out behind the ball.
Right.
As opposed to Microsoft, who is literally making plans based on this, I think. So that's kind of where I sit on it. I love Game Pass, especially for, games with gold, the games usually suck. Yep. So do the PlayStation games, PlayStation Plus games. They usually suck.
Yeah, they had a good stretch where they had some good games on both of them. Both systems were like, okay, I'm going to outdo you. I'm going to put Mortal Kombat on here. Oh, I'm going to put Horizon Zero Dawn. Well, we're going to put Forza on here. We're going to put Detroit. They're going to put the big name titles now. They've gone back to just
putting. And now you're getting garbage. You're getting Destroy All Humans remastered.
Oh, PlayStation had God of War on there, which.
Yeah, yeah. Which an amazing game. Destroy All Humans is a fun game to play, but.
Mm-hmm.
It still very much controls like a 360 game. I know because I played it because it's on Game Pass.
Which one good thing about this PlayStation Now, like if you wanted to dive in, let's say, hey, I've always been an Xbox guy or I've always been a Nintendo guy. You buy a PlayStation, you do the Now, and then you have a backlog of whatever games you want to play for a long time, which is vice versa. Same thing. If you're a PlayStation guy, go to Game Pass, Xbox. You have an unlimited amount of games.
It does.
You've never played before. So it has its benefits.
There's definitely benefits on both of those sides.
But for people who have had both systems for a while, you're kind of like, well, shit. Which
It just comes down to which one offers the better value. And to me, Game Pass does, simply because they tend to get some newer games on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying brand new games, but The Xbox Studios, or Microsoft Studios day one games you get.
Yeah.
But Sony's not going to do that. When Last of Us 3 comes out or whatever, God of War 2, you're not going to see that on PlayStation Now.
Unreleased date, right.
You're going to be paying for that. But it just offers that better value just for that and the fact that they tend to get some of, like I said, Guardians of the Galaxy just came out a month or so ago. And that game's only 6 months old, I think. You know, last year they had Marvel's Avengers on there. At that point, it was a month old. It didn't review well, but it was a game I wanted to try.
Right.
It didn't review well, but it's included with this. I might as well try it. I played through it. I played into it for, you know, 4 or 5 hours. And I was like, yeah, no, it's safe for me. I don't like it. So, but it offered me, you know, I'm not going to be the guy who, and you're going to, I think you're going to be hard pressed to find anybody who's going to get in there and be like, you know what? Since I have PlayStation Now, I think I want to try The Last of Us. Because you've probably played The Last of Us because it's 10 years old. It came out on the PS3.
Right. If you're going to play it. You've
probably played it. If you haven't played it by now, you probably don't have a whole lot of interest in it.
Or you don't, you've never bought Sony.
Or you've never bought Sony.
You've been a Halo again, person.
I think you would be hard. I think you're probably going to find it. You'd be hard. I don't think the selling point for either of these is going to be, I've never played that system before.
Right.
You're going to find people that have.
Right.
People have.
If they haven't played it, it's usually the Madden and Call of Duty fans who haven't played Last of Us or even a Halo game. Either or.
So that's, I think, as far as bang for your buck and the value that it offers, I still think Game Pass is a better option. It's good to see that Sony is moving in that direction and recognizes the need for that. They're probably still a few years behind and they need to catch up. They're going to have to make some serious changes to their infrastructure because you got to remember way back to the Xbox One release, everything that is on the Series S and X now is what Microsoft planned for the Xbox One.
Yeah.
There was a huge outcry about it and they changed everything. But that tells you that they've had all this in the wheelhouse for, you know, 9-10 years now. They've been working on this, perfecting it. So I think Sony's definitely starting out behind the eight ball on it. They definitely, in that aspect, have to catch up to Microsoft. I will still say 100%, I think Sony has the better first-party games. I think they have the first-party games that more people get excited about than on Xbox. Which is why I understand why they're not going to put them on PS Now, but I think there's going to come a point where, in order to actually compete with Game Pass and Microsoft, if that's what they choose to do, they're going to have to do that in order to make that value worth it. I don't know anybody who wants to pay an extra 10, you know, $5-$10 bucks a month, whatever it is, in order to play, Kingdom Hearts 3. I don't know that that's an itch that Sony's scratching, so to speak.
Which, on Sony's defense, at least they put some of the games on the PC where you can download them and play them. And that will maybe get some fans they didn't have before who will be willing to buy the game and go and play it on their system.
They play Horizon Zero Dawn on PC and go, wow, this is a good game. I wonder what else they have over there. Yeah.
Yeah. Or when the PlayStation releases Horizon Zero Dawn 2, which they did, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, I need to play that game. When God of War 2 comes out.
But then the Microsoft defense, again, that's something they've been doing.
Yeah, they've been doing for a few
years something
now.
They currently do. Your Game Pass, if you get the Game Pass Ultimate, it includes Game Pass on PC and console. On PC, there's some games you can't play on console because they're too powerful for the console. I understand why Sony's doing it. The problem, I think, for Sony is that it shows them trying to directly compete with Microsoft, And I don't know that either of those companies really need to compete with each other like they once needed to.
Right.
I think they can both be their own entity and do their own thing. You know, Microsoft make their money off their infrastructure and their Game Pass setup. And now they're buying up studios to try to make those games exclusive to Microsoft or make the money, you know, selling the rights to Sony to use or to Nintendo to use.
Yep.
So I think that as far as all of that goes, that whole picture, I think Microsoft is doing one thing. I think Sony is trying to dip into that realm as well to compete with Microsoft, and I don't think they have to. I don't know that PS Now is really going to be a direct competition to Game Pass.
But I do like how they are listening to the fans and saying, hey, we need a Game Pass type system because whatever you have now is not working.
It's not working.
Yeah, because they have it. They've had it from day one.
Right.
They had it just like, but their PlayStation Now was not nowhere near as good as Game Pass was.
Well, I feel like Sony always looked at it as like a fourth tier option, like something else will add just because. Whereas Microsoft made it the focus of what they were doing.
Right.
So I think those are the big differences between them. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. I don't know that they need to compete with each other, but
I still kind of like the idea what someone was saying. I don't know if it was on Ryan said it, where let Microsoft go out of the console game and just go into the Xbox Game Pass and basically sell that to Nintendo and PlayStation.
Yeah, I think we talked about that on here. I don't think Microsoft may do that, but they'll always keep it part of their own infrastructure too. That's all I got. Anything you got?
No.
No? I think we're ready to wrap up here. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Well, you can always find us if you want to feel like you want to help us out a little bit. You can go to patreon.com/GameStitch and a couple different tiers there you can take advantage of if you'd like to. We want to thank all of our current patrons. We love you. We appreciate what you do for us. And we're hoping to keep trying to put out content. It's always going to be free. So even if you don't want to over there, you can go ahead and listen to us. You can find us on all your podcast services. I think it's 6 Central is when we go on Monday is when it shows up. So for those of you in the real time zone, the Eastern, that would be 7. There's a reason there's a reason TVs list it first. I'm just saying. So you can find me at Shirtless Dan on Twitter. You can find Gerald at Hoffman Show. And you can find Ryan at Podcast Ryan. Actually, you probably will never find Ryan because he just has a handle that he does nothing with.
Mm-hmm.
Producer Gerald, I know, uses his a little bit. I use mine a very little bit. Every now and then I comment on stuff and stuff like that. But I'm not
a poster.
I'm not an influencer by any means.
Yeah.
I'm not verified. nothing else to add. That's episode 481 in the books. Have fun and good night.